American Civil War via Beecher's efforts to promote the Northern Union cause. And you confirmed my suspicion. Your lips tightened, your eyes sparkled, and your hands clenched. You were clearly dwelling upon the gallantry shown by both sides in that desperate struggle.
Yes, indeed.
Your face grew sadder. Huh? You shook your head.
The horror. The useless waste of life.
Precisely. And then your hand stole towards your left shoulder.
Ah, yes.
A slight smile appeared on your lips. Then, much as it does now, you were thinking of your own war injuries and the ridiculous aspect of such a method of settling international differences.
Well, is it not preposterous?
And at that point, I agreed with you.
Oh, you have explained it all, Holmes. And I confess I am as amazed as before.
Well, it's gratifying to find my deductions have been correct. It's merely a diversion, Watson, in the absence of some new, better puzzle.
Inspector Lestrade!
All right, driver.
Mr. Lestrade, the standard.
Inspector!
You got here quick, gentlemen.
Anything to cite the Daily Chronicle, Inspector?
Yes, go away.
Do you have any details of the case so far?
Any clues, sir? What about the lady in the business, Inspector? How did she react to such a gruesome discovery?
If I should find time to give you an opinion, gentlemen, it will be later.
But do you intend to question the lady now, sir?
That is the normal procedure in such matters, yes.
Would you say the lady in the case was a colourful sort?
Oh, has it passed, does she, sir?
The police have no reason to suppose Miss Cushing may be anything other than highly respected.
How old is she, Inspector?
Do you mind?
Have you spoken to the delivery boy who brought the packet?
In good time.
I have.
What did he say then?
He said...
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
He said very little. But what he did say, you can all read in my column tomorrow, can't you?
How many?
Just the three.
Very well.
One for me from Southsea.
Yes, Mrs. Watson enjoying her holiday.
Yes, very much. And she wishes I were there.
Ah, yes, the impecunious husband. Tell some more stories, Watson, and then you both may afford to sun yourselves by the seaside.
Another one from Mr. Montague Clinch.
Oh, that man. Burn it, Watson, at once. Is there a sister pester me since that damnable affair with the beauty of Bath?
And lastly, this from Inspector Lestrade.
Ah.
I have a case here in Croydon I think is very much in your line. We have every hope of clearing the matter up, but we find a little difficulty in getting anything to work upon.
Difficulty? I know that code.
He writes we may find a report on the matter in the Daily Chronicle.
The Chronicle? Good God, is this the kind of depth to which we've sunk, Watson? Do we have that rag still about the place?
I clean my...
No, no matter. We'll read it on the train. What do you say, Watson? Can you rise superior to this heat?
There's no hardship after India, Holmes. And I was longing for something to do.
There's always the off chance of a case for your annals. Perhaps even some money for your postponed holiday.
I have considered that.
Well, then, my dear fellow, you shall have it. There, beneath the financial news.
Ah, yes. A gruesome discovery.
Not gruesome enough to merit a position above the money.
Miss Susan Cushing, living across Street, Croydon, has been the victim of a particularly revolting practical joke. At 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, a small brown paper-wrapped packet dispatched from Belfast was handed in by postman. To the horror of the 50-year-old maiden lady and that of her pretty young servant Annabelle...
No, the facts, Watson, if you please, not the hearts and flowers.
The cardboard package contained 2 freshly severed human ears.
I've told you, I know nothing whatever about those dreadful things, Mr. Lestrade. I really cannot see the use of asking me yet more questions.
It is the normal...
Miss Cushing is quite right. The most fruitful start to our inquiries is likely to be the evidence of the package itself, and, of course, its contents.
They are in the outhouse. I won't have them in here, Mr. Lestrade. I only wish you would take them away altogether.
In good time, Miss Cushing. First of all, though, I would be obliged if you will inform my friends about your 3 medical student lodgers.
Is this your hope for clearing the matter up, Lestrade?
They are the only men the police can think of, gentlemen, who could have been capable of so malicious a practical joke.
You don't believe in it yourself, then?
Well, I have to admit to its plausibility,
These medical fellows will get up to any tricks, believe you me. You must once have been a student yourself, Doctor.
I never sent 7 years by parcel post, Lestrade.